I'm Steve Lascalzo, and this is The Way. Welcome to the June 2023 This is The Way podcast Star Wars news update. Lucasfilm has been busy promoting the fifth entry in the Indiana Jones series, so you'll have to forgive the marketing departments if you feel like you haven't seen enough or heard about enough Star Wars, but trust me, Star Wars is still out there, but there's just not much new to talk about. But what we've got is what we'll talk about, so let's get to it. All right, it's time to update you on Star Wars news since the last news update podcast. The Disney Gallery Making of the Mandalorian Season 3 episode is out, and it's only one episode, about an hour long, and has almost nothing exciting to say. First, they feature a few interviews and some behind-the-scenes footage, and second, none of those include Paul Sun-Hyung Lee, or Pedro Pascal for that matter. The first few minutes of the episode really felt like Disney and Lucasfilm were like patting themselves on the back, and then in the middle, it almost felt like the gallery was designed to just explain why the third season was created the way it was. And then the last third of the episode, I was hoping it would end soon. I was still looking for some tidbits about Captain Teva, some of the other characters. Instead, there was this implication that maybe Moff Gideon wasn't actually dead. Now, it's possible that because I follow the show, I knew about all of the revelations, like Grogu being mostly a puppet and Pedro Pascal not being in the suit at all, and how it's different to emote with a helmet and without one. I certainly didn't need Jack Black and Lizzo behind-the-scenes stuff, but if you're going to have that, then why didn't they have more with the other guest stars? You know, including Christopher Lloyd, who, I mean, I'm remembering back to last year, there was great speculation about who he was going to be, and it turned out he was part of the most lighthearted and ridiculous parts of the season.
I am sorry to have disappointed you.
Carl Weathers came off, honestly, to me, like he was humble bragging. Bryce Dallas Howard actually did too. This seemed like this was a way for Favreau and Filoni to say, you know, even though we didn't design it so to turn out this way, but it did, because that's, where the story led us, and all that might be true. But to me, the show is sadly becoming just a way for Disney to sell more Grogu. And I'm not mad about having Grogu around, but it just definitely shows me they're scraping the bottom of the barrel for story ideas. You want my recommendation? I would pass on this gallery episode. It neither is entertaining, nor is it informational. But hey, if you're starved for new content, it is available now on Disney Plus.
This is a new beginning.
Ahsoka has a Disney Plus debut date. A new clip dropped on June 7th, which included not only the August 23rd streaming date, but also a clip that was previously only seen by Star Wars Celebration London attendees. Sabine Wren wields a green lightsaber. It probably means that's Ezra's. You know, Kanan Jarrus, along with Ezra, they were instrumental in Sabine learning how to wield the darksaber in the show Rebels. Now, it looks like any old person can use one, but if Sabine doesn't get torn apart or saved in some other way, or maybe this is some kind of training for her of some kind, I don't know. It just looks like she is going to be beaten and beaten quickly. And if she's not, honestly, kind of unbelievable that a Jedi, even a dark one, would not just handle business immediately against her.
Yeah.
A new look at the series debuted this weekend at the 2023 Essence Festival of Culture in New Orleans. Haven't heard anything about it, but this is what was scheduled to go on, so that's why I'm talking about it almost in the present tense. There's less than 2 months to go, all right? It's been about 3 months, though, since that first live-action footage that we saw. And now this series is one of those that is having computer graphic portions of the production sped up. I don't know if you remember back when Tony Gilroy was talking about Andor and how, yeah, you know, we can get out another season real quick if they speed up all the computer graphics. Well, that's what they're doing with Ahsoka. because they didn't finish filming all too long ago. So Disney and Lucasfilm are certainly spending on this show, and are they spending wisely? Time will tell, and at least we know now, it debuts on August 23rd.
Do you ever want to do anything exciting?
Skeleton Crew made the news this month because of a podcast appearance, and sadly, it wasn't with us.
What?
The Dagobah Dispatch by Entertainment Weekly featured Jude Law and co-creator of the show, Chris Ford. Now, nothing new about the show was shared, except maybe the kids featured in the show are going to run into Law's character, so they're not going to him because he's gathering them to him, and he's not starting out with them, but it says that they run into Law's character, and maybe he's a reluctant guardian of some sort. It's a little worrying that nothing about the storyline's being shared, but there are rumors that the characters might cross over into other New Republic-era Star Wars shows, but that's not confirmed. Now, I can only hope that the reason they're rumors is because they're going to cameo in Ahsoka, and then we're going to hear more after they appear there. But the showrunner wouldn't confirm whether they'll appear in The Mandalorian's fourth season or in Ahsoka, and I don't know how many other New Republic-era shows are going to qualify for a mention at this point.
Power will be yours if you are willing to burn.
We are already into gaming news, and Star Wars The Old Republic is not going into maintenance mode, gamers. BioWare may be giving up development of the game, but the producers of it and new overlords are promising that they will add new content and not simply maintain it until enough subscribers give up and go away. That's what maintenance mode refers to. Broadsword Online Games probably is not going to pump out new content at the pace that BioWare was, but it's an 11-year-old game, an 11-year-old engine, and if you have an 11-year-old computer, you're considered a dinosaur. So the story will get an update scheduled in late summer, and then there's going to be one leading into the holidays, at least that's what they promise. And what are the holidays? I don't know, whatever they consider that to be. Thanksgiving, Christmas? I think it was like around Christmas time that the game originally debuted, well, about 11 years ago. Now, the game isn't necessarily over the hill, but Star Wars gaming is kind of going in another direction.
The underworld shows no mercy. But it's a big galaxy out there, and I'm gonna risk it all.
The trailer for Star Wars Outlaws is only a couple weeks old. And they've already seen controversy surrounding the claims of this game being the first open-world game, Lego, Star Wars. And despite the setting on the timeline between Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, this game, Star Wars Outlaws, did not impress me with the trailer, and it's not one that I'm all that interested in. Yet. And then the Eclipse game from Quantic Dreams that has been in development for a long time, that's been... well, it's been eclipsed since no news has been coming out from that studio. And then Survivor's already out. You know, the sequel to Jedi Fallen Order is already out. Spoilers are easily stumbled onto for that game if you're just searching on the internet or YouTube. We are in the summer doldrums for gaming. And I mean that you've either got what's already available, like Survivor, or you're not just waiting for a new game, but just even for a new release date.
Kenner brings you 65 incredible Star Wars action figures, each sold separately.
Collectors, there are new Young Jedi Adventures toys out or on their way, including plush versions of Yoda, Nubs, and three colors of training lightsabers. So it's nice to see young kids getting something Star Wars-y to play with. You know, even though mine are not interested in the least in that show, and I don't blame them. I mean, it's for very young kids, and it's not very good quality. There are two new Black Series figures I noticed. They're supposedly coming out tied to the Obi-Wan Kenobi series. Yes, that series is more than a year old now. The first of the figures, though, is Commander Appo. It's supposed to be the trooper that Obi-Wan meets on the street in Dayu when he's, you know, the one that's begging, you know, like, help a old soldier out or whatever. But the trooper figure is of him in his more glorious days of service. So he's just another trooper. He's not, you know, he doesn't look like he's a beggar. And I guess that would be hard to sell. But still, it's just, he's got the same face as all the other troopers. And he looks nothing like the character in the show. So why do that? You know, if he's not going to be a legacy character, why give this new guy a name? Or maybe I'm mistaken and this character is a legacy character and I just forgotten. But it just seems pointless to me. But the second figure now, the second Black Series figure is pretty awesome. Darth Vader duels end version with partially exposed face after his battle with Obi-Wan. It looks amazing. It's something unique. And I think that's the real hot item there, especially out of those two. But that is something I don't think I've seen before. And both are going to retail for about $28 at Target. And they're available for pre-orders on July 14th. But I think I know which one's going to sell out first.
Just one more thing.
Just one more note. And this is usual when we talk about Disney parks. And we mentioned in a previous monthly update about Galactic Star Cruiser closing this fall, but we have a confirmation of sorts that the building is not going to be abandoned. Scott Meyerowitz, who runs the Point Sky website, interviewed Parks Director Josh D'Amaro and asked specifically about what are the plans for the hotel after the last guest checkout in September. The answer from D'Amaro, quote, "No hints yet, but something will happen." End quote. I mean, that could mean absolutely anything. It could mean they don't have a plan, but, you know, we don't want to tell you we don't have a plan. Or they have a plan, but it's not that great. Or there are 10 plans and we got to pick the best one. But listen, unless Disney goes bigger and grander, the experiment is going to be considered a failure. I certainly don't mind big swings. But remember, this is a corporation, and the way they make up losses is by charging consumers more in other places. Bottom line.
I think we can let them off with a warning this time.
That's it for June. If you think I've missed something, or you disagree with me, or you think I'm doing a terrible job, send email to thisisthewaypodcast@gmail.com. How else can you interact? All our links can be found in one place at linktr.ee/thisisthewaypod. Our Twitter and Instagram links are there at This Is The Way Pod, as well as links to our YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, Apple Podcasts, Spotify podcast portals. So thanks for joining me, your host, for This Is The Way Podcast's June 2023 news update. Yes, I know I haven't covered the second half of the second season of The Bad Batch or Star Wars Visions Season 2, but it very well might be late July before I have something new. That's just the place that we're at here this summer. Until next time, I'm Steve Lascalzo, and may the Force be with you. Always.